gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, you are listening to Broken But Glorious.
Hulk Hogan, Hollywood Hulkster, whatever they call you, I'm coming after you, you coward.
Hello and welcome to Broken But Glorious. I'm Chris Lapp and I'm delighted to be joined online by Harry Cruz. How are you doing this evening, Harry?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you, Chris?
I'm brilliant, thank you. Thank you for joining us this evening.
No problem.
Yeah, so before we get into your career, I just wanted to discuss your fandom. So how long have you been a wrestling fan?
Well, I've been a wrestling fan since I was about 5 or 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what type of era was that?
It was more around, what's the era called now? Just after the Attitude Era when the Ruthless Aggression Era came in.
Oh, so who were some of your favourite wrestlers, Ben?
Well, Chris Jericho was the first wrestler I ever saw physically wrestle, so I've always been a big fan of Chris Jericho, and I still am.
Yeah, he's one of my favourites.
Always one of the best.
Yeah, I'm loving his recent run in New Japan.
Always fantastic. You'd think like his age would be winding down, but he's just getting started at his age.
Yeah.
Because he's going to keep going and going.
Yeah, I think he's 47 now, 48.
Yeah, something stupid like that, yeah.
Yeah, so what prompted you to get into the ring?
Well, I've always been quite a sporty person. I've always given stuff a go. So I've tried like football, I've tried rugby, tried boxing, and then I've always been like a wrestling fan, but I've never given it a go.
Yeah.
So then whilst I was boxing, at the same time I went to my first ever training session, which is with K-Star.
Yeah.
And then I was there on and off for a bit, because I got injured once or twice. And then after that I made my way over to AEW in Netherton. Was there for about a year and a half or so, and then I started training down with the Hunters in Tipton.
Oh wow, yeah. Yeah, I think the Hunters are one of the most underrated tag team.
Oh, they are. I don't know how they're not, like, on all these massive shows being, like, the best tag teams when they're only given such little things with how good they are.
Yeah, I can't believe it. I hope they either make their way onto World of Sports or...
they've got to. Either NXT UK or World of Sports, it's got to be one of them too.
Yeah, I hope they're in the NXT tag team tournaments.
The Hunters have to be on that. They have to be.
Yeah. Right, So when you started training, was there a wrestler you wanted to mould your style around?
Well, I've always been a bit in between styles because when I first started, I was really, really skinny. So I always did the high flying moves, and now I'm a lot bigger. I started doing more strength kind of moves, but every now and then I'll pop out a high flying move just to keep everybody on their toes when they're watching.
Yeah, I've watched a few of your matches. Is your gimmick kind of like a cruiserweight British bulldog kind of?
Kind of. In the mix of that, yeah.
So take us back to your first match. What do you remember about it? And in hindsight,
let's have a think. It was on. Well, my first proper show was AEW.
Yeah.
In that, I was in a gauntlet match. It was me, Drake Windhouse, Stephen Keane, George Dalloway, and Brandon Thomas. And I only lasted the first round, but then after that, things started improving, and then I think it was the show after I had my first singles debut, and that was against The Judge, who I'm still battling out to this day after all this time.
Oh wow! Yeah, we had Drake Winter on earlier this week. He said that was his first match as well.
It was.
Right, so who have some of your favourite matches been over the years?
My favourite matches, a lot of my favourite matches have come from Iron Fist because I've managed to meet quite a wide range of people with that one. So I've wrestled, Killian Jacobs.
Wow.
I had a good encounter with him. I've wrestled TJ Sky. He's been good. He was a challenge for me, but I managed to get it in the end. Where else?
Yeah, on the last Iron Fist show, it says in the results it said you collected a bounty on Tennessee.
Whilst we've gone back in time over there,
yeah,
I've become a bounty hunter just to get those extra monies to add up onto my wage, you see.
Yeah, I was going to ask what the story was behind that match.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Yeah, Yeah, so what should people expect from an Iron Fist event?
Iron Fist is fantastic. They've always got something new going on. They've always got the next upcoming talent going on.
Yeah.
So at the moment, we're still in the Wild Wild West, where they don't use guns, they only use their fists.
Yeah.
They're doing some quite good stuff at the moment. There's a lot of high action, there's a lot of power. There's a lot of athletes you're probably not really seeing that often, but don't get the attention they deserve. But Iron Fist is giving them the attention that they deserve.
Yeah, and if you could wrestle any wrestler on the indie scene for Iron Fist, who would you pick?
One who wrestles for Iron Fist?
Yeah, or anybody you'd like to wrestle on this show.
I've seen that, like, back in the day, Marty Scurll and Mark Haskins used to be regulars on Iron Fist.
Wow.
So I wouldn't mind an encounter with either one of them, because I've watched quite a lot of both of them. And I've trained with Mark Haskins once. He came down to the Hunter unit in Tipton.
Wow.
And I got to get a bit of experience from him, and he was a very good time.
Oh, that's amazing. So, who are some of the other promotions you've worked for?
Other promotions I've worked for, I've done Wolfram Pro Wrestling. That's where my biggest like push is kind of going.
Yeah.
I'm in the title picture, but I keep getting screwed over, so it's not exactly helping me at all.
No.
Who else have we got? Yeah, Iron Fist again is one of my ones. The Academy as well, down in Telford. They've given me some good stuff. I quite enjoy going there. They've got quite a nice setup, and that's my little few areas I like to keep it, because they keep me wanting to come back and wanting to get more.
Do you work face and heel in different promotions, or do you stick
to it? Mainly a face, but Iron Fist is where my bad side comes out, because at Iron Fist, when you go to an Iron Fist show, you don't know what to expect.
No.
Then people see me, then they think, oh, Harry's going to be all amazing, but no. Going to show him how it is. It's got to be done.
This is a self-professed master of the Batbreak, Drake Winter, and you are listening to Broken But Glorious.
Right, so you're a member of a tag team with Ryan Parrott called the...
Unintended.
So could you tell us a bit of the history of that team and where you met Ryan?
Oh. We've had some experiences. We have. Where was it? I think it was the first time. The first time we were together. It was what was it? It was Youngblood Wrestling, which is temporarily in Briley Hill.
Yeah.
As we did our entrance, Ryan was going to give me a piggyback, and then just as he started, he got to pick up a bit of speed, and then he fell over. Whilst I was on his back, that was fantastic. I managed to save myself and carry him walking.
Yeah.
That was all good. And he used to spray me down with the bottle just to keep me cool, keep me calm.
Yeah.
We have Wrestling 4, which is later on in the month, I believe in October.
Yeah.
And we're going to take the world by storm when we're there, trust me. That's one you don't want to miss.
That Wrestle 4 Calm, is it?
That's it, yes.
Yes, I saw on Facebook you issued an open challenge.
We did. We didn't want just to be set up with somebody. We wanted to have the best teams in the UK come to us, because we are quite possibly the best of what people can offer, and we want to give the crowd of Wrestling 4 what they deserve.
Have you got any teams in mind you'd like to answer, or any teams you don't want to answer?
there's none that we don't want to, because it's not exactly like we're going to lose, because me and Parrot, we're just that amazing. We just have a chemistry together where we can just come across anything. But one tag team we'd like to wrestle against is the Hunter Brothers.
Yeah.
That's my go-to thing for now. Wrestling against the Hunters is the goal, so then I can start ticking off everything on my bucket list.
When I start Ryan, that question, I think you seem any team except Aussie Open. You don't want to get battered by Aussie Open.
I've briefly met part of the Aussie Open, but they're a brilliant team.
Yeah.
They're fantastic.
Yeah, they're one of my favourites. So I also asked Ryan in his interview, so I wonder if you had the same answer. So if pun intended were to break up, and obviously it leads to a feud, who would be the heel in that feud?
Who would be the what?
The heel.
Oh, I'd be the heel. I've got to show the dominance. I can't be nice about it.
No.
As much as I want to be nice about it, I'd have to take charge. I'd have to be. I wouldn't want to be the Jannetty of the team.
No. It's nothing but wrestling. They've just done their debut show, and you teamed with the lad Sean Devine, who puts up the Booze Boost.
That was right, yes.
So, is the plans to keep you together?
I'm not 100% sure what's happening. That what I've not been told if we've been given been any extra opponents or whatnot, because they've only just recently started, so nothing's really planned out long term. So I don't know what's going on with the Bruiser Cruise, but Bruiser Cruise needs to return because it was a good time.
Yeah.
Even though we didn't last long in the match, it was a fantastic time that we had.
Yeah. Would you like to take the team outside? Nothing but wrestling.
I don't see why not. Our entrance is just the best. we show what England should have, and I don't see why the rest of England shouldn't see it.
Yeah, I saw you coming out with red cans, but I couldn't see what was the red cans were.
Oh, they were the limited edition Budweiser cans for the World. I had to keep it football themed, so we had the limited edition ones, because we're just that good.
That was absolutely gutted last night. I was unmoved all morning. So who's, for both teams, well, probably more mainly for pun intended, so who's the biggest feuds and matches been in?
As pun intended, we've not really had any feuds because nobody's stepped up to the plate to us. But we're ready to take on anyone at any time, anywhere.
This is Ryan Parrott, and you're listening to Broken But Glorious.
So, what advice would you give to others just starting in the business?
The best advice I would say is to save your money big time. Save money.
Yeah.
Get a clean pair of gear, because nobody likes smelly gear. Make sure you're networking as well.
Yeah.
Because if you're not like in a position, say you're not, haven't got a solid income where you can go and train all the time, if you're networking with people, you can learn off them just by talking with them. They can say, oh, try doing this, this and this, and then maybe this will lead to so on and so on. Because I've been in the situation where I've been training like three times a week. I've been able to get to the gym like seven times a week in the shape of my life. And then, because I don't have my car anymore, everything's become a bit more restricted. So it's a bit harder to get to training all the time. It's harder to get to the gym every day. So working, doing shows and training with a car and without, I've definitely seen both sides. So I can understand people from both sides saying, oh, I can't do such and such, and oh, I've got this advantage, I'm going to go and do so on and so on.
Yeah, so what was the best advice you've been given in the business?
The best advice I've been given was to network from people, because if you want to get into other shows, sometimes a wrestling CV just doesn't cut it anymore. So I've heard from people like Clarkwood and the Hunter Brothers, etc., saying make sure you network with people. If they see you wrestling on a show and they have a friend who's got a history of you and they say, yeah, he's a good guy, you can get on with them as well, and then you can just keep going up and up and up and up and up, and eventually, if you do want to wrestle full time, then you're able to do it through that way.
Yeah, so how important has the advent of like social media become for people on the indie scene?
It's become very important because everyone's on social media now.
Yeah.
And it's not so much, oh, this guy had an amazing match, but I haven't got it on film, so maybe come see another match. But with social media, you can film it, put it there, and it's all out there for people to see. And then you can get your bookings quite quickly, rather than having to wait X amount of time. And you can also network with people a lot easier. So if you're trying to communicate with somebody who wrestles on a show on the other side of the country, it can be done in about 10 seconds, rather than having to travel whatever to that show, and just hope that maybe you get the chance to talk to them.
Yeah, I've interviewed all the people, and they've said in the past they had to set up cameras and they just get tapes made and send videos.
Yeah, like, so sometimes that's what you've got to do, because sometimes the show doesn't actually film it, or they might just have a photographer. So if you've got your own footage, you can say, yeah, I've got it here ready for you, here's what I can do, and then the other promoter can see it.
Yeah, so it's just as easy as put a few links to YouTube these days, in email. That's
all it is now, yeah.
They'll say they physically have to send videotapes. I'm not guaranteeing, probably to see it.
That's true.
So, where can our listeners see you in the near future?
Say again, sorry.
Where can our listeners see you in the near future?
In the near future, August is pretty dry for me, but come September, October, I've got a debut for Shropshire Wrestling Alliance.
Yep.
And then I'm also back at Iron Fist around that time in the academy as well. So that in October is definitely the time to see, because a lot of big things will be happening for me in October. A lot of big impacts are going to be happening.
So do you want to promote your social media before we go?
My Instagram is the_Harry_Cruise. And with that, you can see all my weightlifting videos as well, so you can actually see how super strong I am. And then my Facebook page is Harry Cruz Professional Wrestler.
But then I see it on, I think it's on the Facebook page or lifting 400 pounds or something.
A back squat of 402 pounds.
Wow.
It's gotta be done.
Ow. Alright, so all links will be in the description below the interview, so I've really enjoyed speaking to you today. I'd love to have you on again.
Yeah, I would like to as well, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.